Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the Best Life Cafe, season 11. Kathy and Nello here with the famous artist, Kim Pope.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kathy.
So excited to see you.
Oh, my goodness. So good to see you. So good to be on the air. It's been a minute, a wild minute it has been, I'm sure, for you as well as me. But it's been a good minute. Good minute. Correct.
A wild minute is so accurate. Like, are you kidding me? A wild minute perfectly describes. The last episode we did was See You in September. It was the episode ending of season 10, which was the most drawn-out season I've ever had.
Right.
We threw it out for, months this time. And then I was like, June, September, it's October 17th. This will probably come out in 2 days. But you know where I've been for the last 6 or 7 weeks.
I sure do. And you know what? Let me just take a moment to thank all the tax preparers out there that have been pulling their hair out and helping all these wonderfully late people, including myself, and diligently walking us through the process and helping us not have to cough over all of our hard money. So, Kathy, I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and all the other tax preparers out there, too. You know, you guys are really rad, and I wish it was a little bit easier, as I'm sure you do, too, but it is what it is, so thank you.
Oh, well, you are so welcome. You know, it's an interesting profession that I really never thought would be at the level of confusion that it's at, because yesterday at 4 o'clock, after a month of every tax preparer that I know has been pulling their hair out for the last 4 weeks to meet the deadlines because most people wanted to wait. They did not want to file their taxes, understandably. And so I was like, and then at noon, a friend of mine texted me and she said, so tax season is November has been extended to November 16th. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's unprecedented to do on the day of tax, like never. And so I go on the news and I'm like, it's true. For all you people who have not done your taxes, you've got an extra reprieve at the midnight hour. And my attitude was a huge laugh. I'm like, not for me. You know, that 12-month tax season is not for me. And so luckily I got most of my things done with a few people that I knew would be late. And they have already called me today, like, showtime, you know, and I'm like, I'll see you in a week because I'm out of here today. Like, I can't.
Yeah. So, you know, why would they extend it at the very last hour? It kind of makes no sense to me. It feels like they should have given you fair warning beforehand. Like, hey, we're going to extend it another month. It's so wild.
They told me that.
So the first, I would not have worked 17 straight days, 12, I would not have. I would have been able to piece it out. I would have gone to football games for my grandson. You know, like things that I didn't do, over to my friend's house for dinner. I would have lived my life different, but it's not how it played out. So we know that the universe has a master plan, and the master plan here, which I already know because, you know, I'm so insightful, in that I'm never going to do this again. I'm never going to jam it up in the last 20 days, regardless of my clients. Like, I'm going to have a strict sort of by the fifth, you know, by the fifth. And like, if tax season ends on the 15th of any month, if I don't have your stuff by the fifth, it isn't happening by the 15th. That's really just the way it's going to be. And so because I'm a one-man show, and to train somebody to come into my office and work with me would take a whole year, either way. And so I was really just faced with this realization that I had to stop kind of growing my business, which is what I've been doing for the last 5 years, and take a step back, automate a little bit more, and I'm moving my office. Shout out to the people who listen to me that know me. I am moving in 3 weeks, and it's in Ukiah, but it's just a different spot. So that also brings up those, you know, the change that happens in your life and moving things around, moving energy around your personal belongings, your desk, your life, your,
yeah,
you know, like, I'll let you discuss that, but like, when you're doing those types of things, that kind of movement, then movement happens. And, you know, I was really exhausted last night, so I haven't had a lot of time to think. But because of the whole, I guess the roundabout story here is that there's a reason for everything. And the reason was for me to really look at where I want to be, what I want to do, what passions I want to follow, so that when I'm doing taxes and it's just not the be all end all 12 hours, you know?
So yeah, no, 100%.
I think that was my lesson.
Very rough way to spend your day, staring at a computer. I mean, yesterday you were telling me that your neck hurt really bad.
I can't even move my neck right or left, like no range of motion because you're so, you know, 12 hours a day at a computer. And it's, I don't recommend this to anyone, like anyone listening, like do not just be this, like I'm going to yoga in an hour. I am so excited to go and really feel into my body, because I think when you're in work mode, in any work that you're doing, when you're uber focused on a project, you're at, kind of out of your body and just in your mind. And so to get back to your body, you have to have movement. You have to have, you know, feeling. You have to feel into your body. So that's what yoga does for me. And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. And it's been a while since you've been working those 15-hour days, since you've actually been able to get in to the gym or anything like that. I've definitely been in a little whirlwind where my health has taken a back seat. Not that I'm not being healthy necessarily, just not getting out and exercising as much as I'd like to, because I'm working like crazy. But that's good. Work is good, right?
Well, work is good, but one of the things that came up for me this morning in my meditation with Deepak, my morning ritual, is balance. And when we're working so much, and I know personally for myself, I can get out of the mode of wanting to exercise, eat right, sleep right, watch something on TV, go out to dinner, or, you know, hang out. And that's where you have to pull that back in and have the balance of everything in your life. And I think that is my next challenge for the next 8 weeks, is to like reintegrate into a life that's more balanced, that stays that way. It doesn't go back to 12-hour days, or for any of us. And then you have to go deeper. If you peel the onion just a little bit more, it's like, why do we do that? And it's money. And that opens up a whole other thing, because it's fear of not having money. And so we go through this, give up all the fun things. And then I see people who have money, and not even a lot, but they're out there doing it. They're living their life. They're enjoying things. They're traveling. They're investing in themselves. And so it's just, and I've really been observing the last week, probably, like, wow, how do you pull that into your life after 12-hour days, after you paint a house and you don't stop for 7 straight days until every drop is done? You know, like, how do you do that? How do you pull that back?
It's a real interesting question, because, you know, like as everything gets a little bit more expensive and stuff like that, I find myself working more to like accommodate those expenses so that I can maintain, you know, my art studio and all this other stuff, which, by the way, has taken a backseat. But I do this occasionally where I let it slide and I don't go visit it very often. I use it as a tool warehouse. And And then all of a sudden, I'll be just so engulfed in it. And that's all I want to do. And, you know, I don't know if it has to do with lack of inspiration, or if it has to do with this is what I have to do in order to be able to even have this place. Because once art slowed down for me, which was at the very end of last year, then it was like I had to switch gears and do something different. And since then, you know, I started that YouTube channel, which was doing so good until YouTube started advertising on it for me, and I'm not getting paid for it, and it's ruining all the meditations and stuff like that. And so now people are just falling off, and I don't know how to change it or fix it.
Take the time to figure out how to change it and fix it, right? Like,
yeah,
you do have to like figure it out, and then you have to probably, I don't know how, I know everyone else does it, but there's a way, I think, where you can put the ads in the beginning. And you can just even put up a little thing that says, stay, you know, hang in there, add ad follows, and then the ad happens, and then the rest of the meditation, the ad doesn't happen. But I do a lot of on YouTube. But yeah, it's taking the time to figure that out.
Yeah, I read, because I got from one of my subscribers said, hey, this is an amazing video, except for all the ads. So I'm unsubscribing from your channel. Don't take it personally. And I was like, oh, well, that sucks. And I started looking into it. And it turns out that before you're monetized, before you have enough people, you can't control how the ads play out. And so they're advertising every 12 minutes in an eight-hour-long thing. And it ruins an eight-hour-long silent thing that you're supposed to be listening to while you're sleeping.
I wonder if you can do it as a podcast on Spotify, but not an 8-hour podcast. Yeah. Okay. Digress.
So I've been working a lot and just changing and shifting. You know, I feel like as we move into these later parts of life, I feel like the pivot is the most important thing. Where you could be doing one thing, but you have to change because it changes. And so being able to pivot gracefully is a real skill. And, you know, like I would love to integrate more balance in my life and get that gym going. But it seems like that's an hour and a half out of my day by going there and coming back and doing that stuff. And sometimes it feels like I don't have enough time. Maybe it's because I double, triple look myself for different things, you know, and so figuring out how to do that.
Most people that are working for a living, you know, which is most of us, 90% of the population, are putting in at least 10 hours a day to focus around that. Like, if you're working an 8-hour job, it's the hour before work, the hour after work. And you have to count that. So everyone's kind of starts with this 10-hour shift of I've got to do this to make it work, you know, to make the bills pay, to pay the car payment, to put the kids in private school, to do whatever it is that you have to do. And we have this, like, then that only leaves us with, what, 12 more hours or 14 hours, which 7 to 8 would be lovely if that was sleep. So that leaves you 6 hours to go grocery shopping, go to the gym, see a friend, read a book, watch a television show, exercise. Like, it's not enough.
No.
And
no, it really
burn out, because then they sacrifice that 8 hours of sleep to get all of that in. And then at like 10 or 11 o'clock, and then you know, if you live on my street, you wake up to jackhammers. Now here we are.
Yay, so exciting. Man,
I'm on my Snapchat this morning. I'm like, okay, welcome to Kathy's world.
Oh my gosh, they're just doing a number on State Street out there. Assuming it's going to be real nice when it's done, but during the process,
we thought that in 2020 when they did it all through pandemic, and I was the one who was sitting here at 6 a.m. taking videos, going, sending them to Mo. So, excuse me, but I believe there was a contract. I was like the Karen of contract. Oh my God, that makes me laugh so much. I kind of won, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh my God. So you're...
There is a contractor's rule. 6:45 a.m. I know we all done the contractor.
Yeah.
I think it's 6:45.
People around, you know. So anyway. So Kathy, you did send that a long time. Oh my gosh. Well, I've got two new coloring books about to come out. I'm very excited about that. One of them is for Visit Mendocino, and it is 20 different locations in Mendocino County that are super spectacular and amazing. And then another one is for Mama's Medicinals. That is my lovely lady's shop. And it is a medicinal plant, the coloring book for the herbalist, and it will be about 40 pages of all the ingredients that she uses. Some of them she wild harvests because they're actually acceptable around here. And so it'll be like a little guide of what they look like, where to find them, things like that. And we almost have all the illustrations done. I'm working on the cover right now. And so besides that, I'm also teaching at Space. teaching art, which is a lot of fun. I have some really good classes, and I have some challenging classes. My favorite class, though, is the little kids. They are the best. They are so well-behaved. They are so eager to figure out what it is to make an art. And they just really make that whole day worth all of it. So
I am so proud of you. That's awesome. Those are awesome things. And I would like to just note that, because I can see you, you totally lit up when you talked about your girls coloring book. I just want you to know that. And I just think, like, side note for both of us, people who've been listening to us for a really long time, like, if you go back 2 years into conversation where you and I are single and probably just giving up, not even giving up, but just resound to the fact that whatever, you know, like, if it happens, it happens, it doesn't matter. And, you know, but there's always this underlying thing where you kind of think everybody in the world needs love, you know, and it's so lovely to be loved and to be wanted and to reciprocate that with another human at a soul level and connection and all the things that you kind of didn't really know you were missing until they came. And then you were like, whoa. And so for both of us in the last, 12 weeks, you probably longer than me, yours probably 16 or 20.
Yeah, about 20, 24 weeks, somewhere in that area.
And happily falling into a situation that was easy to fall into, easy to sustain.
It was like breathe.
And I'm here for it. So I was excited about what the future holds for both of us, because something that we really, if you listen back, like, we've done shows on relationships before that are pretty intense and how we feel about it and how sort of particular we have been.
You don't say.
Standards or boundaries, you know, standards or boundaries. And then
and I feel like those are important
to that person. What?
Yeah.
Boundaries? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Of course. They're important to have. And I think that, you know, I always said that when you get where you're going, that person will show up. And I say that to a lot of younger people that feel traumatized about losing a relationship or something like that. And I'm like, well, where what do you want to do? Oh, you want to be a nurse? Oh, okay, cool. You want to do this? Great. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. You just keep working and focusing on that aspect of your reality.
Yeah.
And watch what happens. Because, you know, if you're, you know, in high school or whatever, you're just like throwing footballs or something like that, and then you're dating the cheerleader, like, chances are that relationship could last for a little bit. Maybe it'll last for a long time. But at the same time, like, when you get where you're going, when you start maturing and you blossom a little bit and you come into your own, that is when the real magic happens. And, you know, it took me a long time to find that person, but I had a lot of amazing relationships in the interim, but this one's my favorite, and it just got better and better and better. So
this one's my favorite. Well, mine came out of nowhere. Great. And just like Cupid shot at start. And then, you know, it was a really hard transition for me to go from like feeling these feelings and not knowing what to do with them and then having something to do with them. And then it's just been something where I've had to say, and, you know, obviously a lot of the listeners know my take and my past, but a leap of faith, you know, like to take a leap of faith for another human, to trust them, to believe them, is something that was always something I thought I could never do again. And to be able to do that and be able to kind of even throw caution to the wind in that, because you're kind of like, what's the alternative? The alternative is to not do that and let it go and then miss out on potentially having, you know, the love of your life in your life. So it's been an interesting, plus I had tax season thrown into the whole thing, and I was just like, oh, I'm like navigating this, but here I am and I'm here for it. And so, from both of us. So stay tuned and we'll see how that all goes.
Yeah. I feel like I got nothing but good feels about it. You know, hard work.
I feel pretty lucky, actually.
Like all the same things that I like pride myself in, like the level of commitment and stuff like that. It's all there. And it's super cool. And like we were discussing the other day, like the list of the things that we desired, like it checks 99.9% of the boxes.
I am so glad you said that because like I made my list probably in May. Like I really sat down and wrote down some stuff that was like pretty important to me. And then I had like four non-negotiables. Like if any of these things show up, like it's done. Like I knew what my non-negotiables were because of what my history was. And when he started checking the boxes, I was like, no, 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 you did not just say that. Like, and you're not like, and it was, it's almost like the universe just knows when to shoot a dart. That's all I can say. And put people together that are going to make life just a little bit lighter for them. Because that's really what it's your life. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would say, but it's not just for you. It's for the universe, right? Like it's for the reflection outward because now Kathy's 10 times happier, 10 times happier. What do happy people do? They shed light. What happens is it just kind of grows this happiness cycle, which is a beautiful thing. And how thankful are we to be a part of it?
You are checking all the boxes with me today because we were just having this, like, everybody's always like, oh, my God, I'm so happy for you guys. I'm so happy for you. Like, oh, they see you and they're so happy or they read about it on Facebook, whatever. And him and I were laughing. Like, I'm like, I'm so glad we could share all this happiness with people because, like you just said, like, us being happy is rippling out to all these people who are feeling happy. Oh, I love a good love story, you know, because I knew him when I was 20 and here we are, you know, 40 years later. And I was just like, what the hell? And so I love the fact that people can, it's like what gave me faith. Like me seeing people like me right now or you right now is like what gave me faith and on Driftwood to say, God knows, God's time, universe time, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know what? All I could say is be patient, be diligent. Keep working hard to achieve your goals and everything will align. That's really the bottom line here.
Well, I am going to take the next couple weeks. Obviously, I still have a little financial work to do, but I'm going down I want to do the meditations and I want to do my life on demand clothing line up and running, you know, which I wanted by November, which isn't going to happen by November. And so I might not make the Christmas shopping thing, but I still want to get it done because why? It lights me up when I do it. When I am online and I am creating a shirt, you know, with a statement on it because I'm a statement girl and I'm excited. It's kind of like probably when you do a coloring book or you're painting, like there's a joy around tasks that may not even make you money or may, but bringing you joy to create it. And so I realized the other day that when I'm doing that work, when I'm just sitting on my computer designing shirts and sweatshirts, I'm like, this makes me so much happier than any other task.
Right. And you know what? So that's because you're being artistic and being creative is unlocking an aspect of our reality, especially mine. Like I love sitting at either my computer or in the studio and creating. It doesn't matter what it is necessarily. Like I even trick myself into when I'm painting a house that I'm being creative, which is not really true, but I tell myself that and it makes it feel better. So you're being creative.
It is. Yes. You're moving with your hands. You're creating something. There's something about that mind, heart, body connection of all those things that lights up the spirit for sure.
Totally. And just like you were saying, like, you might not be getting paid for it, but it's like, I know that my hard work will pay off in the long run, whether it happens now or later. Like, I make a coloring book, I bring joy to, like, lots of little kids, or I inspire them to do something similar. You know, that's where it's at. And, if you don't spend the time working at these things that you really love doing, that feed your soul, then your soul is deprived, which is not fun. And B, you don't even have the possibility of making something from nothing, which I'm referring to is the financial aspect of the investment in time and creativity into making shirts, making the podcast, making, you know, just making. And so I love it.
Hey, you don't get paid for the podcast. I know with everything, and I know we're getting close to the end here, so I wanted to say a couple of things. One thing I know for sure is that our podcast has helped people because I've had them tell me personally. And I know we have been sporadic, and we are sort of committed for the next 10 weeks to really go down a rabbit hole. And we have some really good subjects that we want to bring to you guys. This is sort of a get back together episode for us and just kind of touch back. But I encourage you guys to keep listening and checking in and downloading them and rate, subscribe, review. And I'm also going to work on getting this on Spotify because that is where I think a lot of people listen to podcasts. And just kind of keep rolling with this because it does bring us joy. And that's why we show up and do it. And I love that about our Best Sledge Cafe podcast. So thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you to all our listeners.
Yeah.
I had somebody download last night. I had 2 downloads last night. I was like, oh, people are downloading the episodes from like way back in September. I was so happy.
Oh, that must mean they missed us.
Yeah, they missed us. So we're going to get this out to you guys and we're going to stay connected for the next 10 weeks. I know I can show up. I think you can show up. And
I think we can do it. It's starting to come into the less sunny aspects of our reality now. And so I have more time on my hands, especially in the morning, to get stuff done. So I'm all there. And you're done with taxes. Well, kind of finally done with taxes.
Kind of sort of, not really, but I'm done because I'm done.
So
I know in my heart of hearts that the pace I've been keeping, the neglect my family, friends, and lovers have had, I am not going to neglect anymore. And I'm going to move all of that. Like, people don't even call. Like, my friends are just like, don't even call her. Like, they're not going to answer. It just sounds like they send me text messages like, okay, fine, whatever. But when can you show up for me? And I don't want that to be my truth anymore. I really know that I want to have that balance and being able to keep the things that are most important to me on the forefront, even though work is part of it. So that, stay tuned. That's the task.
Stay tuned. So I have a quick question for you. This is, it's like inquiring minds want to know. So taxes just got extended, right, to the 16th of November. So now here's my question. Do you think that they're going to do this again next tax season, where they extend tax season?
I have absolutely no clue. This, since 2020 was extended to July, 21 was extended to May, 22 was extended to November. So I don't see how the IRS is going to catch up to the returns that are going to come in now. Within 8 weeks, they were back at it with another 5 million returns coming in February. So I don't know what's going to happen.
I know.
Can we just clear
it? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to end it with that. But I had that question earlier in the show. And I was like, well, since they just extended it in November, what in the heck are they going to do? Because it's 4 months, basically, or 5 months, right, after this, that it starts again. And it's like, that's crazy. So anyways, I just want to send lots of love out there to everybody. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.